Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Filling the mind with timeless truth. Devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching, and to teaching. Be diligent in these matters, 1 Timothy 4:13, 15. Garbage in, garbage out. It's a principle of computer programming which states that a computer can only respond to a question on the basis of information it has been supplied. If all you put in is garbage, that's all you will get back in return. What you feed your mind becomes the basis for the lifestyle you lead. Charles Hodge discusses the significance of good input in the Christian life. Walk with Charles Hodge, a theologian who taught some 3,000 ministers throughout the 1800s. It is unreasonable to expect to be conformed to the image of God unless the truth concerning God operates continuously upon the mind. How can the love of Christ increase in those who hardly ever think of him or of his work? We cannot make progress in holiness unless we devote much time to reading, hearing, and meditating upon the Word of God, which is the truth whereby we are sanctified. The more this truth is brought before the mind, the more we commune with it, entering into its concerns, applying it to our own case, appropriating its principles, rejoicing in its promises, the more we may expect to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Those distinguished for their godliness have been those accustomed to withdraw the mind from the influence of the world and to bring it under the influence of the Word of God. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11 through chapter 5, verse 8.
Command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching, and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given you through prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. 1 Timothy 5. Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters, with absolute purity. Give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God. The widow, who is really in need and left all alone, puts her hope in God and continues night and day to pray and to ask God for help. But the widow who lives for pleasure is dead even while she lives. Give the people these instructions so that no one may be open to blame. Anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
Here is a helpful five-finger method for getting a grasp on a passage of Scripture. 1. Read it. 2. Hear it. 3. Study it. 4. Memorize it. 5. Meditate on it. The grasp will be weaker or stronger depending on the number of fingers you use and how often you exercise that grasp.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthrough.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.